Typical. I leave this life behind for 5 minutes and I still end up with someone half dead in the back of my cab. Look, mate, I can get you somewhere safe, all right? No questions or coppers sniffing about. But you're going to owe me. Now, don't bleed on the leather. Just got that clean last week.
Oh, most people knock before barging in on evil geniuses at work. But seeing as you've already disturbed me, I may as well put you to work. Well, I suppose every villain needs a sidekick, don't they? Well, come on, suit up. You can't be seen in that drab attire. You need to look villainous.
He who takes arms against a man under his savior's eye is brave indeed. Tell me, are you aware that your heart is in perfect proportion with your clenched fist? A magnificent miracle from the Savior himself, though I take no pleasure in such violence. I seek only to carve away your sin.
You want me to fight with you? I've spent this whole life fighting. My clan betrayed me. They shoot me up and spare the bones. Now you stand here asking for my axe and strength. Tell me, why should I bleed for a world that left me here to die?
Now, I told you, I'm working on your case, okay? But it's a lot harder with a ghost hovering over me at every crime scene, offering its 2 cents. Oh, not the files! One more complaint, and I'm going to be stuck in another appointment with the department shrink, trying to explain why I keep talking to thin air.
Be right down, Chief!
I don't want to hear it. I know you're far from home, but your place is here, to stand and defend your birth planet. That is where your people need you. You're going out there to protect the people, the places, the world you love. And for the ones you've already lost, to ensure their sacrifice means more than a statistic in the papers.